Veronica McCarron joins me on the show. Veronica, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you, Greg. How are you?
I'm very good. Are you still on high dough or?
Oh, we're very much. That's a very good little statement there. We are very much on high dough. We're still very, very excited about everything that's happened. And I'm just here in Dublin now. Just flew in last night. And we're really looking forward to whatever happens now going forward.
Because, of course, we're talking about the presentation Kilkenny Secondary School Choir, who just missed out on a place in the Britain's Got Talent final, finishing fourth on Thursday night. But what an experience for all of the girls and, of course, for yourself.
It was incredible, absolutely incredible experience, Greg. We just loved the performance and we loved the standing ovation. And we're going to take all of the positives out of that. And, you know, we could have gone into the final tonight and not received all of those wonderful comments. So, you know, we're very, very happy.
When you chose Ave Maria, was it a difficult choice? I mean, you know, a lot of choirs now maybe have their own take on contemporary music, or what was the thinking behind that song? I mean, it was absolutely beautiful. I'm not for a second criticising the decision.
Oh, yes.
I'm just wondering, was there a big decision to make?
Well, what we did was we had to record 8 pieces and send them over to Britain's Got Talent in February. So we did that, and then they had to choose the pieces that we were to go into the final and the semi-final with. So we chose Ave Maria was one of the pieces we had submitted, and then Britain's Got Talent chose that for our for advancement into the final, you know.
Yourself and Simon Cowell had a bit of fun. Did you enjoy that?
Oh, it was just marvellous because, you know, it gave us a little profile, and we're very, very excited about that, you know.
The choir, in this day and age, it's a package, really, you know, and the girls are absolutely awesome. But I think you added so much to it, too, with your style and your panache and the way you went on as well. I don't know if you want to comment to that, but that's my opinion in any case.
Oh, thank you, Greg. Well, I do feel we're a team. I am very connected to the choir, and they are very connected to me, and we're really one. And I always say that to the girls, that, you know, we have to feel the music. And if we feel the music, we can hopefully transfer it out to the audience. And then the audience become a part of our performance as well. And even the Ave Maria, you know, that Ave Maria, a lot of people think it's Schubert. It's actually not. It's by a German priest called Engelhardt. And it's very, very spiritual. And even since our semi-final on Thursday night, I think there's like 250,000 views on it already.
Wow.
In just the day, because I really think it touched.
Is that on your performance?
On our performance.
Yeah, but that's only in one. I mean, I saw I think it was Beat, a radio station you're probably familiar with. They put a video up. It already had 60, 70,000 views on Friday of
that
performance.
Right.
So if you were to tally them all up, you know.
Huge.
It's massive. And this is from nothing, really, because when you first went to the school, Veronica, correct me if I'm wrong, there was no choir at all. Is that correct?
There was no choir. That's right. I'd been teaching already at that point 20 years in Australia and in the United States. And I came back to Ireland in 1995 and started at the school. And there was no choir. And we started with a wonderful principal, Sister Margarita Ryan. We started with 50 girls, and there are 700 girls in the school. It's an all-girls school. And we now have over 300 girls in the choirs. I live in Donegal, as you know. I live in Ballyshannon, just outside of Ballyshannon. Carrick na Horna there.
Beautiful.
And I love it. I'm going back up today and I just can't wait. I love Donegal. I love the peace of Donegal. You know, I was walking around Dublin and London over the last couple of days, and I said to so many people, I could not live in a city. No way.
I know. I'm the exact same myself. Yeah.
I just love Donegal and I love my neighbours. And I get out into my garden and I cut my grass and I've no makeup on and I've got the welly boots on, and I just love the peace and tranquility of it. But now when I'm down in Kilkenny, I love my work as well.
Yeah.
And Kilkenny is as classy as Donegal is rugged. Donegal is natural and Kilkenny is a very refined kind of city. It's got beautiful theatres and restaurants. And so I love Kilkenny as well.
Just as it relates back to the choir, it's not over now because it's not over because they'll continue. I mean, in terms of the excitement for the girls, because my understanding is, my reading is that a gig at Electric Picnic is on the cards.
Yes, we've been invited to perform there, and we have various other very exciting little projects which we cannot say for the moment.
Oh, go on. No one's listening,
no,
Veronica.
We couldn't, Greg. I'm sure you've got millions of viewers listening, or listeners listening, but it could involve somebody from Donegal, so that's exciting, and that will be
you
something
to watch
out.
You can't say that, Veronica. I'm not going to push it because in case it jeopardizes it, but I mean, I think I already know, I'm guessing, but anyway, so it's fantastic, Veronica. I mean, you did us all so proud.
Thank you.
And it's a strange competition because you've got all of you up on stage, and coming after you it could be a juggler or someone
that's
doing
right.
impressions.
That's right, and
I kind of went off the show, to be honest with you, and you brought me back to it a little bit, but It's just been great. A great ride.
And
I'm glad it's not all over, you know.
And Greg, I really do feel exactly that. I feel we showed the whole of Britain and all around the world what incredible, incredible young people we have in Ireland. We represented Kilkenny well. They were great ambassadors. And for me, as the choral director in the school, that's the lasting legacy of that competition. That the girls will never, ever forget Thursday night, coming off that stage with those incredible comments from the judges. They were so elated. It has absolutely elevated their self-esteem through the roof. And, you know, young people need that nowadays. There are so many problems for young people that they need as many positives in their life as possible. And for me, that's what a choir does. It's like sports. It gives them something to cling on to.
Yeah, but you have made it cool, Veronica, you know, and I wonder how many would have gone, oh, a choir. But I mean, you're there and you're so glamorous and all the girls look great and they've had this great experience. And even locally, you know, we've got a fantastic choir up here in Donegal, and they were down performing for the president as part of the 1916 celebrations. It's a great way to get around the place.
Absolutely. And it's a great way to make fun, make friends. You know, we're a real team in our school. And, you know, through choir, Greg, you learn all about life. You learn about mixing as a team and camaraderie and discipline and, you know, striving for perfection. And those are the lessons for life that you know, we need to be able to mix and socialize. I really feel that people learn so much in choirs, much more than just singing, you know?
Right, Veronica, that garden's not going to sort itself out. I better let you away.
Thank you so much, Greg. I've really enjoyed coming on today.
Have a very safe journey home, and best of luck
to
all the girls.
Thank you very, very much. Goodbye now.
Take care now. That's Veronica McCarron living in Ballyshannon now after that fantastic experience for everyone involved there.